This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, definitely, definitely heartwarming. Representative Steve Scalise had returned to Congress 15 weeks after being shot. If you remember, this was, I believe it was the end of, I think it was middle June. When they were preparing for a congressional members were preparing for a charity event and practicing on a softball field. And House Majority Whip Steve Scalise had to be rushed to the hospital after he was wounded pretty severely by gunshot. Well, today he entered the House chamber on crutches, had a huge roar of bipartisan applause, which was, something to see. You know, considering it's been so divided all these weeks. And then he embraced several colleagues and delivered his first floor remarks. He said, "You have no idea how this feels to be back at work in the people's house. I'm definitely a living example that miracles really do happen." You know, he didn't really show much of physical weakness. He delivered about 15 minutes of remarks. What was very interesting, though, is how he said that when he was lying there on the ground, he started to pray. When he started to pray, he felt this sense of calm, and this feeling that, you know, everything's going to be all right. And it's so true. I can't say how many times I've experienced that myself, and, you know, many of you have as well. But he thanked God, family, friends, colleagues, doctors, law enforcement officers who ultimately killed the shooter, who was 66-year-old James T. Hodgkinson, before he could harm more of the Republicans who had gathered for morning baseball practice. And the police officers were phenomenal in their great work. And he singled out the two Capitol Police officers, Crystal Griner and David Bailey. They were the ones at the scene and fired the first shots and were credited with preventing Hodgkinson from wounding or killing more people. Scalise told his wife that, the officers that, you know, "You're my hero." So the House floor was packed for his return. Several senators were there as well. Senator Jeff Flake, who was present at the baseball practice and was among one of the first people to institute first aid and medical care to Scalise, he was there as well. And so he took his usual place on the Republican side of the House chamber. He sat next to Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Chief Deputy Whip. It was definitely a sight to see. But also he sat next to Democrats, and I didn't get to see the whole thing, but it showed that, you know, politics could be put aside. And, his hip had been fractured. We talked about how the femur was fractured and his hip and pelvis had serious damage. The bullet went through. And then they had to rebuild, basically. He jokes about being rebuilt like Humpty Dumpty. And he said they put him back together again. And, you know, he's looking good. Big concern, of course, when you have a wound to the pelvic region, and we've talked about this, are the big iliac blood vessels. You know, when you have the aorta, and the aorta comes off the heart, and then it has to, the aorta is the main artery that comes out of the heart, out of the left ventricle, to distribute blood everywhere. You need major arteries coming off that aorta. It's like, you know, a freeway, you know, or a highway, right? And then you have these major exits, and some of these exits are, you know, three lanes, all right? And your iliac blood vessels is probably like a two-lane exit, okay? So it's still a big exit. And unfortunately, because the iliac blood vessels within the pelvis as well as the femoral, etc., if any of them get severed, you could have some major bleeding and die. So it's, he had to have emergency surgery, and the bullet shot had traveled across his pelvis, fracturing the bones, injuring internal organs, causing severe bleeding. So he had to undergo several surgeries to repair his injuries. And he was probably in intensive care for about 9 days. Then they upgraded him. And then, unfortunately, he had to be readmitted back to intensive care because of an infection. I don't know if you remember that. And then after that, we didn't hear much. After he had to be readmitted to the ICU, we didn't hear much about his recovery. But thank God Representative Scalise was able to overcome and survive the shooting. There was a lot of blame, on the Democrats and the Republicans alike on why this happened, where there's so much anger. And there's so much, fury, from one side, to the other that, when something like this happens, it kind of makes you stop and think and go, all right, guys, let's just step back for a second here, okay? People are getting violent. And I mean, I'm not blaming Chuck Schumer or Mitch McConnell for what happened, but when politicians and then the media, feed into this frenzy, which sells commercials. Trust me. These TV outlets, they do wonderful during, political years and especially election years and midterms. They do great because there's so many ads. And so, as with football or any other sport, you want to choose a side, and then you want to kind of growl and, get all heated and involved. It's just, there's a lot of hate. And when the media takes something that Trump says or Hillary says or Obama says or Mitch McConnell or Paul Ryan or Chuck Schumer, whatever, and they turn it into a mean, they turn it into something that it doesn't have to be turned into. They're flaming the embers, and they're adding to this fire. And, there's nothing we can do to change it. TV is going to sensationalize what's happening in politics. But, I keep saying this. A lot of the Republicans and Democrats, they get along. We think that they're fighting, they're at war, and we need to support them, and, we need to arm up, and it's not like that. They make it appear that, all right, they're bucking the GOP, and the GOP is bucking the Democrats. But these guys go to lunch together. They hang out. They, you see? And so we in the media think it's this big war we have to be a part of, and many of them are hanging out with their buddies. 1-877-DOC-TELLY, no boy.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mackenzie, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, America is mourning the loss of Playboy founder Hugh Hefner. Hugh Hefner, the Playboy founder, entrepreneur, revolutionary, died at age 91 in the Playboy Mansion of natural causes. And you know, when you look at his life and his story, it's incredible. You know, you know, make fun of Playboy. We've been making fun of it for years, and you know, he has had this image of him being a Playboy himself. But from what we, you know, we've been told, you know, he years ago had said that his, you know, first wife was his only at the time. And, you know, he came from a Methodist family. He was born April 9th, 1926, the son of Glenn and Grace Hefner, Nebraska-born Methodist that had moved to Chicago. He said he had grown up with a lot of repression. He said his father was a descendant of William Bradford, the Puritan governor of the Plymouth Colony. And his father had died in 1976 and said he had never looked at pictures in the magazine. So maybe there was a little bit of a revolting. Maybe there was like a little bit of a, you know, gotcha, Dad. But then again, you know, many men in the 70s might not have admitted that they looked at a Playboy. But they said as a child, Hugh Hefner would spend hours, this is according to New York Times, writing horror stories and drawing cartoons. He went to the Steinmetz High School in Chicago. He said, I reinvented myself as the suave, breezy Hef, a newspaper cartoonist, and he had, and I guess he, I think he was also a little bit more activist in politics, etc. At the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, he also served in the Army. Then he edited the campus humor magazine Shaft and started a photo feature called Co-Ed of the Month. So he married his high school classmate Millie Williams. And then he began, I thought he was also working for a children's magazine, and then he was in a cardboard, he then worked for a cardboard box manufacturer, and then he wrote advertising copy for a department store, and then for Esquire magazine, and then he was, later became circulation promotion manager for children's activities. So, you know, stories of, you know, him working with children's periodicals and children's work, and then all of a sudden jumping to Playboy. Wow. But they say all this time he was plotting his own, you know, empire, and at the start in a magazine. And it was going to be a vehicle for his cartoons that were just a little bit off color. And the first issue of Playboy was financed with $600 of his own money and several thousand more in borrowed funds, including $1,000 from his mother. And his biggest asset was a nude calendar photograph of Marilyn Monroe. He bought the rights for that nude calendar photograph, many of you remember, for only $500. And remember, back then $500 was a lot of money, but now imagine. Now, there were other men's magazines that showed nude women, but he wanted to be the first. Okay, because I mean, dirty magazines were around for a while. I mean, you know, as even before photography, you know, people would, you know, sketch nude women, and I guess, you know, guys would have pictures of that in their pockets or whatever. But he wanted to be the first to claim a, quote, mainstream readership and mainstream distribution. So 1953 is when Playboy was launched, and they sold out, I guess, 51,000, I think, magazines sold out. And then later, the rabbit logo, and the rabbit logo was supposed to be sexy. I think the rabbit logo he found, he thought rabbits were spry and jumpy and kind of a sexy animal, so that's why he chose rabbits. And then later, you know, he bought the Playboy Mansion. I wanted to say, you know, his health, he did suffer some health issues. You know, basically, he was very good to kind of keep the media out of his life. But I believe in the 80s, I think it was 1985, he suffered a stroke. It was a mini stroke. But he basically became a changed man in terms of, realizing how lucky he was. And he started to back off from the Playboy empire in the 80s, his daughter later became CEO, started to take things over. His son later, you know, got involved as well. He didn't quiet down with the women, though. All right. Apparently, back in 2011, there were all these rumors that Hugh Hefner died. Remember that? I think I was on air, and there were these rumors circulating that Hugh Hefner had a heart attack and died. And it was on Twitter, and, you know, he said, I'm reading Twitter right now, and I have Blake in bed with me. It was one of his girlfriends at the time. And so, you know, he was really spunky, and he knew how to talk to the media. You know, he was on Entourage and in Beverly Hills Cop 2. He knew how to get into movies. He knew how to market, you know, not only his magazine, but also a Playboy channel. You know, TVs, movies, that, you know, iconic logo. And, you know, if for those of you into marketing or, you know, inventing and branding, et cetera, you know, his story is a brilliant one. I mean, not one we all have to follow in terms of, you know, mistakes, you know, are made. Like, for example, deciding to stop nudity, right, in 2016, not to have nudity in the magazine, not really sure what that was supposed to do, and they had to bring it back a year later. But, you know, as with any empire, you know, whether it be BlackBerry, whether it be a Mac computer, well, no, the Mac computer is still around, but, you know, whether it be even Playboy, eventually, you know, things change, and there's an evolution of things. And, you know, it turns out, you know, Playboy and Playboy magazines, you know, it's been dropping in terms of you know, circulation. You know, people can right now on their phone look at porn. Why do they have to go and purchase a Playboy magazine where you have now paper proof, paper evidence? You know, it's and also it's not as risque now to see somebody's boobies. Right? You could put on TV now and you see boobies. You know, it's kind of ridiculous at this point. So some people want to know what's going to happen to the Playboy Mansion. So NBC News said, all right, they have some insight onto that. They say that the neighbor, Darren Metropoulos, he's 33 years old. Oh, and get this, he's like a billionaire. An equity investor, son of the Greek billionaire and equity investor Dean Metropoulos and co-owner of Twinkies Maker Hostess Brands, he bought the Playboy Mansion back in August 2016. It's a 20,000 square foot home. He paid a reporter $100 million for it, knocked down from a $200 million asking price. So he got it for half off. But there was a stipulation for the sale to allow Hefter and his wife, Crystal Harris, to continue to live in the estate until his death. Now, Hefter had bought that property for $1.1 million back in 1971. So that's a huge amount of money, and sold it for $100 million. So I think he made good. And so the future plans might be, now by the way, the mansion has a zoo, a grotto, pools, tennis courts, okay? Right now, and I wouldn't suggest that they do have a plan for the Playboy Mansion. I mean, the man just died, okay? You know, there's, you know, probably going to be a lot of you know, funeral type activities and wakes and things like that, possibly within, you know, and so, you know, we're not going to sit there and, you know, talk about turning it into a nightclub. But I would probably suggest, the home, by the way, was built in 1927. I would probably suggest making it a mansion, making it a tourist thing. You can make a lot of money on that. You could definitely make your $100 million back. You know, sell tickets, going to the Playboy Mansion. Everybody's always like fantasized about going to the Playboy Mansion. You know, you see in these movies, oh, there's a party at Hugh Hefner's. And everyone's like, oh, I want to go to a party to the Playboy Mansion. Wasn't that where Bill Cosby got himself in trouble? Where, I guess, a teenager was there at the Playboy Mansion, and he was at a party, and they got together, and that's one of the allegations against Bill Cosby. So I think a lot of people would love to stay, you know, step foot, do a tour, etc. It kind of has a gothic Tudor style. It seems to be a beautiful house. So I don't know, maybe they should do that. But, you know, Hugh Hefner, you know, with his pipes and, you know, lavish lifestyle and parties, lived till 91. Right? You know, we're living longer these days. Now, I understand he's rich. Okay, so you can have the best medication, etc. But, you know, we're doing something right, people. Now, maybe it's having a lot of sex. Maybe it's having, you know, younger girlfriends or wives, you know, keeping you young. I don't know what it is. But remember I told you guys that a married man lives longer than an unmarried man? You see? He was right to get married. Everybody gave him crap about, you know, marrying and, you know, robbing the cradle, but no. No. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
It's an no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So last week we heard that CVS was going to take some serious steps to combat opioid abuse. Now remember, pharmacies have been also under fire for this opioid epidemic. And they've even been sued and fined by the government. And there's been a lot of issues plaguing pharmacies. We'll talk about some other ones as well. And so pharmacies are going to feel like they have to take it upon themselves to stop doling out narcotics. Some of you think that's the answer and that's, you know, the best thing we could do for the opioid crisis. I'm kind of scratching my head a little bit about this, because if a doctor, medical provider, clinician, nurse practitioner, PA thinks that you need a medication and they write you that medication and you go to a pharmacy to get that medication and the pharmacy says, nah, we need to, we're going to do our own thing. That could pose some problems. But let's talk about what CVS wants to do. And again, I commend them for trying to take some action. I don't know if we're battling the epidemic correctly. So according to Forbes.com, the measures that are going to roll out over the next several months include limiting opioids dispensed for new acute prescriptions to 7 days, reducing the dispensation of stronger and longer-release opioids, enhancing pharmacist counseling for new opioid patients. This is assuming your medical provider isn't doing what they're supposed to, so the pharmacist will, you know, pick up the slack. And it could be good. Pharmacists are amazing. Pharmacists actually, you know, do spend more time with patients regarding the medications than clinicians. So, there's a point there. Adding 750 new medication disposal kiosks, right, so when you have to dispose of the medications you don't need, contributing $2 million in additional funds to opioid abuse treatment charities. Now, this is a bolder step. Express Scripts, one of the three largest pharmacy benefit managers, along with CVS and OptumRx, conducted a pilot study of 100,000 members and announced in June that in a recent pilot study of more than 100,000 Express Scripts members new to opioid therapy, we observed a 38% reduction in hospitalizations and 40% reduction in emergency room visits in the intervention group versus control group. So they kind of did their own, you know, study here. And Express Scripts, I guess, if they feel like they could do some sort of intervention, and they feel like they could limit some overdose deaths, even if they could, you know, prevent one overdose death, this could be a very, very successful program. But I want to break this down for a second here, okay? All right. I think this is kind of risky here. You have a new patient that has a new opioid prescription. Now, what is a 7-day prescription? Well, it depends on what the opioid is. If it's Lortab and you take one every 4 to 6 hours, let's say that's 5 or 6 pills a day. So 5 or 6 pills a day times 7 days, that's 42 pills. That's not that bad. I mean, I would give a prescription amount of 30 pills. And so, being family medicine and, not being very adept in pain management because that's not my specialty, I would want to give somebody something. But I would do 30 pills, and then if they needed to see me at the end of the week or early next week, I would see them. Plus, I was open on the weekends, so nobody had to really suffer for 7 days. And if somebody really needed to pop a pain pill every 4 hours for an acute new problem, something's wrong. Like, you know, let's say you fracture, a bone. That's painful. I mean, that is really, really painful. You know, but I'm going to be watching, I'm going to be, you know, closely following up with them. Or they're going to be seeing orthopedics in the next 2-3 days. And then can get an extra prescription then. So, what sort of new medical conditions or acute needs would require more than a 7-day narcotic? Well, surgery, a recent surgery, but still, many surgeries don't need more than a week. Some may, though. Alright, what about, a major car accident? What about, you are going to have some people where the 7 days is not going to be enough. But, for the most part, you cut yourself, you fractured a finger, you strained your back, even though narcotics shouldn't be used for that. The 7-day thing can work. Reducing the dispensation of stronger, long-release opioids. Now, this I'd like to know more details on, because we're trying to get people off the Vicodin. Lortab, Percocet, etc. We're trying to get people off the short-term narcotics where you take it, then after a few hours, the relief goes away and you need to pop another one. We don't want you doing that because there's Tylenol attached. There's acetaminophen attached to that. And so people are unfortunately taking more and more of these medications, getting more and more loaded with acetaminophen that could bother the liver. I'd rather you have an extended release that you can take once or twice a day. So if they're going to reduce the dispensation of these longer-release opioids, that could be an issue. Enhancing pharmacist counseling, I'm for. Any sort of counseling, and these pharmacists, they know their stuff, so that's fine. Medication disposal kiosk, that's excellent. Contributing $2 million in additional funds to opioid abuse treatment, that's wonderful, that's great. But this is where I'm thinking this is a little bit risky, okay? We're putting, when CVS takes a stand like this, and I think it's a great PR move, all right, and I commend CVS for doing this, way to go, and we're going to try to get somebody from CVS on our show to talk about this. There's an inaccurate understanding or admission of guilt with this. And CVS should not feel guilty. Pharmacies should not feel guilty about doing exactly what they are supposed to do, filling a prescription. And when I hear that pharmacies are getting sued, or they're being put to blame, or they're being blamed for dispensing a prescription, what the hell are pharmacies supposed to do? They are, and I thought was required by law, that if a patient comes in with something written by a doctor, that they make an attempt to fill it, or if not, you know, forward them to another facility where that person could get a prescription. What good is a prescription that a doctor or clinician writes for a patient if the patient can't go anywhere to get that filled? Okay? Now, in the olden days, doctors had the medications in-house. Right? That made it easier. I think it's ridiculous for, you know, you guys have to go to, let's say you go to one doctor, and the doctor says, well, I got to refer you out here. So now you refer and you go to another doctor. The doctor goes, all right, well, here's a piece of paper. So now you take the piece of paper and you have to go to another place to get a medication. Well, you could get the medication, but you got to mail it. Now you got to mail it. It's so dumb. You know, go to the doctor, get what you need, leave. The problem is, and I briefly looked into it. I never did it. I was encouraged to, have my own pharmacy where I could dispense medications myself. Prevents people from having to drive to a pharmacy, wait, etc. I just didn't want to go there. You know, there's a lot of burglaries that happen in medical offices, people looking for narcotics, etc. And so if I did, if I would have had a pharmacy, I wouldn't have had narcotics or whatever, but how would somebody not know that? So people think you're a pharmacy. People think that you have medications. They're going to try to break in. I just didn't want that. And it's a shame. And also, you know, lumber regulations, lumber liability. I just didn't want to go there. And it's a shame because it really would have helped patients out. So, you know, if the pharmacies don't want to dispense medications that people need, and remember, limiting medication prescriptions to set. Now, remember, this is new and acute. Okay, so there, that's specified. My guess is your chronic medication regimen, they will still continue. I get that. But, you know, somebody having, let's say, a relapse, so this is a new acute prescription for them, etc. You know, it's not the ideal way to combat the opioid epidemic. Pharmacy counseling is wonderful, but the average person isn't taking narcotics because they're dumb. They're taking them because they need to. They're afraid of the pain. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So months ago, and I've been getting emails periodically with this, and even patients were scratching their head at why this would happen. When a pharmacy or a doctor's office offers a cash rate to somebody who doesn't have insurance, okay, the price seems to be cheaper than if you used insurance. This is why I keep saying, maybe we need to figure out how, when we revamp healthcare, where the role will be with insurance. I think it makes no sense to pay $1,200 a month premiums for them to tell your doctor to charge you $200 when you could go to the doctor and say, look, can I pay you $50? And the doctor goes, yeah, that's fine. $50 is fine with me. You see what I mean? It just seems like with all the middlemen and all the bureaucracy, you're paying more. Well, a California woman, and this came out about a month ago, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it. A California woman is suing CVS, which is the largest pharmacy chain in America, for allegedly charging more to customers who use insurance to pay for certain generic prescriptions. Now, the lawsuit filed on Monday accuses CVS Health Corporation of participating in a, quote, fraudulent scheme, and claims that the plaintiff, Megan Schultz, paid $165.68 for a prescription in July that she, if she had bought without using insurance, would have only cost $92. She said CVS never told her that paying in cash would allow her to pay 45% less for the drug. Instead, CVS remained silent and took her money, knowing full well that no reasonable consumer would make such a choice. Now, if that was the case, I'd say there's no way she's going to win with that, because I'll tell you what ends up happening with insurance and how people are bound by contract, and you can't, charge somebody with Anthem Blue Cross or United or Aetna less than a Medicare patient, or you could get in a lot of trouble. And we're going to talk about that. But the problem continues here, okay? And this is where the lawsuit may be a little bit more meaty. The problem, it alleges, is with copays sent back to pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs. Now, these are intermediaries between insurance companies and pharmacies who negotiate the prices that insurance companies have to pay the pharmacies. So these PBMs, so now we have another middleman. These PBMs, from what we understand, being reported here by NBC News, control which pharmacies are in-network for the insurers. And they incentivize CVS to offer them a portion of their sales so they can get more clients. Now, that starts to be a little bit of a head-scratcher. They say consumers picking up prescriptions at their neighborhood CVS don't know about that. The agreements between CVS and the PBMs are based on confidential contracts, meaning the consumer pays the amount negotiated between the PBM and CVS, even if that amount exceeds the price of the drug without insurance. As a result, they claim CVS can overcharge unknowing customers by collecting copays that exceed the pharmacist's price and then remit the excess payment back to the PBMs, and these are called clawback payments. Now, the particular prescriptions taken by the plaintiff were not identified, but the lawsuit said it included amoxicillin, Viagra, Lexapro, and other commonly prescribed drugs, and the lawsuit is seeking class action status. Now, CVS has denied the allegations, responding to the statement that they are built on a false premise and are completely without merit. They say copays for prescription medications are determined by a patient's prescription coverage plan, not by the pharmacy. And that's what I'm about to get into. That's why I'm wondering, why CVS would be the main focus of this suit. They say pharmacies collect the copays that are set by the coverage plans. They say our pharmacists work hard to help patients obtain the lowest out-of-pocket cost available for their prescriptions. Also, our PBM CVS Caremark does not engage in the practice of copay clawbacks. CVS does not overcharge patients for prescription copays, and we will vigorously defend against these baseless allegations. All right, that's according to the pharmacy chain. Now, I'm not sure what the heck is going on here with the clawbacks or whatever, but you go, okay, let's just take you going to your medical provider. And you have a $12,000 deductible plan. So you are trying to meet your deductible. And you're like, look, I think I'm going to meet my deductible. I have to have a colonoscopy. I have to have a knee replacement. So you know what? I better start going to the doctor and I better start buying down that deductible. So you go to the doctor and let's say you've met most of the deductible and we're coming up on October. So you go, all right, look, I only have $500 more of my deductible before the insurance kicks in. So I'll go to the doctor, I'll do my pre-op physical, here we go. All right, okay, so you go to the doctor, you do your pre-op physical. And your deductible now gets bought down. Your deductible now is going down. All right, okay, so good. Okay, and then maybe if that physical ends up charging the insurance $500, the insurance company may only say, nah, we're only going to pay $150, you know, for the physical. We're going to take that $500 price and knock it down to $150. But let's say, for example, and again, we're using gross numbers, that physical helps you meet your deductible. If you go to your doctor, goes, whoa, you know what? I had to pay my last $500 deductible to you. If you do $100 physicals, can't you just charge me cash? If your medical provider says, yeah, sure, you know what? Don't pay the remaining $400, just give me $100, that doctor could be in some trouble. Unless he does that for every single patient, and unless his contract with the insurance company says that he will charge you whatever, no matter what the insurance company says to, he can't do that. So you go to the doctor going, well, what the hell am I paying $500 for when I could just come to you as a cash patient and just pay $100? So patients that want to do that, doctors will say, well, then don't use your insurance. If you tell us you have insurance, we have to bill the insurance. We can't charge you cash. But if you come in saying you don't have insurance, you get a cash discount. Now, okay, what about, well, CVS knew, and the pharmacy tech gave out the prescription knowing that they were paying more. Does the average pharmacy tech know what every single insurance company is paying? No. Maybe the pharmacist may, but when somebody has, the medicines are all ready, and it's under an insurance company, and you have a copay with your insurance company, you have to pay that copay, that's your contract with the insurance company, it's a contract that the pharmacist has, the pharmacy tech, or whoever is, you know, dispensing your medication is going to collect that copay. They're not going to sit there and go, oh, whoa, why don't you pretend that you don't have insurance, lie to us, tell us you don't have insurance, pretend to be a cash patient so you can just buy this cash. Maybe some will do that, but they're not supposed to. So accusing a doctor or a pharmacy or a radiology place that, wait a second, you knew that cash prices were cheaper. Of course, the cash price will always be cheaper than going to the deductible. This is why I was talking to you guys about Lifeline Screening. You know, Lifeline Screening offers, you know, for cash, you know, $149 packages for atrial fibrillation screening and aneurysm screening and peripheral vascular disease screening. And, you know, if you decide to get an, abdominal aortic aneurysm screen and atrial fib screen and osteoporosis screening, you know, and you go through the deductible, you know, in your insurance, they're going to say, all right, $150 for this test. Lifeline Screening, they offer these cash, you know, bundles. If you want their number, it's 1-888-815-LIFE. That's 888-815-LIFE. And so, but you can't, you know, you can't tell a doctor, well, you know what, pretend I don't have insurance. They could get in trouble. They could lose being a provider for that insurance company if they play favorites and go, okay, you know what, just do the cash rate, but we'll tell the insurance you bought down your deductible. It doesn't work like that. The insurance company doesn't want to get screwed. That's insurance fraud. So I don't know if this lawsuit is going to move forward based on that first part, but that's why this insurance company system is such a mess. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Rebel. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-Miracle.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.